praise be to God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, while we are calling on you, we ask right now that you will incline your ear and that you will hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive all of our sins and blot out our transgressions. Lord, wash us in your blood. Sanctify us, Lord, on the inside and on the outside. Help us, Lord, to live according to your holy will. Cause us to walk upright before you and to speak the truth in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stop by here today, that you will move over the radio waves, Lord Jesus, that you will go into the homes of every listener, Lord, that you will bless them right now, Lord, with the blessing they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, the home that is broken up, Lord, we pray that you will put it back together. Lord, whatever trouble is going on in the home, we know you can fix it. Jesus, Lord, hear our cry. Have mercy, oh Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That son or daughter, Lord, who just won't do right. Have mercy, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Save their soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. There's no problem that you cannot solve. And you have the answer to all of our problems. We are looking to you right now, and we are depending on you, Lord. We pray for those who are sick, Lord Jesus, that you will lay your hand on them right now. Lord, touch their bodies, oh God, and make them whole, my Lord. Raise them up, Lord Jesus, and give them a testimony that they may tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, my God. Manifest your power, Lord. Send your anointing, Lord. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need power, Lord Jesus. We need strength, my God. We need a miracle, Lord. We need you to work it out, Jesus. We need you to fix it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Look on everyone, Lord, who's on the prayer list. We pray for them right now, one by one, name by name. Lord, bless abundantly in the name of Jesus. Send the blessing down right now. Command the blessing to overtake them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember those tonight, today. Have mercy, Jesus. Jesus, those who are incarcerated, remember them in a special way. We pray for deliverance, Lord. We pray, God, that you would save their souls in the name of Jesus. Those who are on death row, oh, God, be merciful. Have mercy on their souls and stay the hand of death. Some of them are innocent and they're on death row. Some are locked up, crimes they did not commit. Lord, you know all about it, and you're able to deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, give them a chance to be saved, to repent of their sins, to seek your face in the name of Jesus. Remember the bereaved families, oh, God, those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Comfort and console them. Lord, be close to them and bring those families together that they may support one another, that they may be there for one another. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we're calling on you. We need you, Lord. We're dependent on you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Send our help right now, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we're down here surrounded by iniquity and sin. We're surrounded by troubles and tribulations. We're surrounded by tragedies everywhere. Death is all around us. Please, Lord, remember us, oh God, in a special way. We need a blessing right now. We need a blessing for our souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to do your will, but we need your help. We can't do it on our own. We need guidance, and we need direction. We need you to show us the way. Please, Lord, take our hand and lead us on. Walk by our side both day and night. Please, my God, cover us in your protection. Let your holy angels be encamped all about us, watching over us day and night, keeping us, oh Lord, in your safety, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior. Lord, be merciful right now. And remember those who are homeless, don't have anywhere to lay their head. Those who are hungry, Lord, don't have any food to eat. Oh, God, have mercy and provide for them food and shelter in the name of Jesus. Lord God, incline your ear to that cry that's been going out so long. They've been waiting for a long time. Lord, we know you're able to deliver. We pray, God, that this day that you will answer their call, that you will answer their cry and meet them where they are. Let them know that you heard their cry and that you're there to deliver their soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, some of us are carrying afflictions that we're not even aware of. Pray right now, God, that you will heal us, heal our bodies, heal our souls, heal our minds, heal our spirits. Only you can do it, Lord. And we believe you right now. And we're taking you at your word. And Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, oh Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your grace toward us. Lord, teach us how to be more thankful. Oh, Lord, teach us not to take anything for granted, but to give thanks and to be grateful because you've done so much. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're not deserving of anything, but you keep on blessing us. We're not deserving of it, Lord, but we're so thankful. We thank you, Lord, for your grace toward us. Thank you for having compassion on us. Thank you for showing us love. Lord, we thank you for all things, and we're asking that only your will be done in each of our lives. Lord, help us to pray more for those who have slacked up, oh God. Help us, Lord, to go back to enter prayer even the more, because we need a revival. We need you, Lord, to revive us. Lord, we need you to strengthen us. We need you, Lord, to lift us up in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe and we count it as done. We bless your holy name. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We pray for the whole entire world. Lord God, we ask you to move on the leaders of the world, that you will prick their hearts, that you will give them guidance, that they may do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, that you are the one who's in control. And we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of your spirit. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for miracles, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the doors being opened and the way being made. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for loosing those bonds, oh God, for breaking the chains. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all things. Oh, blessed Savior.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer.
Lord.
And that you'll let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord God, our Redeemer, our strength, our everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Just thank God because of the truth. Prayer works. You're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise be to God. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, where our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall, and he is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to give honor to God. Praise the Lord, who's the head of my life. I just thank God because he came into my life at a time when I needed him most. Amen. Praise God. And I'm so grateful. I thank God for this radio broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have joining me today my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who also resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for each one of you. I just want to take this time to welcome you to our broadcast. Thank you so much for your support and for your prayers. Amen. We just thank God for the encouragement coming from the various ones. So at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Khadija Hameen, and then she's going to give a selection if it be the Lord's will. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for this prayer line. The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 66th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 66 number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious themselves, Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved." Thank God for the reading of his word. The 66th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses. And I just thank God. I give honor to God, to Evangelist Hameen, to our overseers of our Christian Temple Church, and to each person who may currently be on the line right now. I just thank God for all of his goodness and his mercy, for his love towards me. I'm grateful for, like I said, this opportunity to do anything, to do something for the Lord, on behalf of the Lord. Truly, I know that working for the Lord will pay off after a while. And thank God for, like I said, this opportunity to be here, even with my mother, pastor of Holy Temple here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we're going to sing this song. Amen.
God's love is in me. God's love lifted me when nothing else could help. God's love lifted me. God's love lifted nothing else.
When nothing else.
One day when I
God.
But I'm just grateful.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad for God's love.
Yes.
Lifting me one day.
Thank you.
He's a great God, a mighty God, a powerful God, and his love, that love is so powerful.
Yes, it is.
Powerful. That's more powerful than death.
Yes, it is.
And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. People, they think they have all this power in politics and titles and who they are, but they don't understand the power of love.
God.
That love can take a cold-hearted person and break them down, and it could take a person like Saul, who was on his way to Damascus to kill and to beat and enslave the people of God, and God showed his love upon that man.
Yes.
That light he shone upon him, that was his love, his mercy, his grace.
Yes.
Showed upon that man.
Thank you.
Gave him another chance and turned his life around.
Yes.
That's the kind of love. That's the kind of love right there. You know, people don't see you doing bad things and see you, oh, that's a mean person right there. Just let them go. But God loves us so well that while we're out here, you know, whatever doing, all the things we're doing, people, they're, you know, they're gang banging and doing drugs. They were, you know, we're just like, oh, we'll just pass them by them. You know, let them go on here. But God, he loves us. He loves his people.
Yes.
And he'll stop you in your tracks. Let something happen to you to change your mind and change your heart. Give you a chance for salvation because he loves us. It's not his will that any man should perish.
Amen.
And we also have that same love in us that God has in him that he showed toward us.
Amen.
And be forgiving just like he is to us.
Thank you.
Because that's love. That's love.
That's love.
And I'm grateful for his love today.
Amen.
And again, I thank God for this line. I thank God for Evangelist Hameen and this having this prayer line, this radio broadcast line. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over and over to her. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for Evangelist Khadija and that beautiful selection. God's love lifted me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And thank God for the message that she began to preach, because it is that powerful love of God,
amen,
that unconditional love of God,
yes,
that brought us out of our sins. And I'm so grateful. I just thank God because God has done such a great and a mighty thing. And I mean, if the world could only get to know the love of God, we would be in a better place right now. Amen. Things would not be the way they are. But because of his love, he loves the whole entire world. Praise God. It was God's love that lifted me. And I'm not really going to have to preach that much now. She has already preached. Amen. But I would like to share a few scriptures with you to think about for this week. Starting today as the first day of the week, throughout this week, just keep it in your mind how God's love lifted you. And if you haven't been lifted, remember this, God's love can lift you also.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God. Right now, without further ado, I would like to invite your attention to the Word of God, St. John, the third chapter, beginning with verse 1. St. John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And I'll just read some scriptures here and read on down as far as time will allow. So starting with the first verse, it reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb, born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I just want to stop there for the time being. And in this passage of scripture, a man who was a ruler of the Jews had seen the miracles that Jesus was working all throughout the region and no doubt had heard about him. And he decided he wanted to go and have a talk with Jesus. So this was a leader, a man in leadership position. He didn't want none of his followers to see him approach Jesus. So he went out by night under the cover of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he made his way to Jesus. And so when he got to Jesus, he began to tell Jesus how they knew it wasn't just him, but it was everyone else knew that he was a teacher come from God, because they recognized that no man could do the miracles that Jesus did except God be with him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so Jesus went on and said to Nicodemus, verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so Jesus just went straight to the point. He didn't beat around the bush. He didn't talk about the miracles, but he was talking about this man's soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He saw that he had need to be born again. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the way the God that we serve, this is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
He looks beyond all of our faults, and he sees our need.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So he told Nicodemus that he had to be born again. Glory to God. But Nicodemus was confused. And he said to the Lord, how can a man be born when he is old? And now this is a question that should tell you there's no way that can be done. He said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. But Jesus began to open up his understanding by telling him, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been born again? Glory to God. Have you been born of the water and of the Spirit?
All right.
Has there been a change in your life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus told Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. There is no other way around it. But this is an absolute must.
Uh-huh.
You must be born again. That means you have to die from your ways.
Yes.
You have to die from all of your sins.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
And I know that Jesus, if he has to reach way down, he will pick you up.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yes, he will. It was God's love,
God's love
that lifted me.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Jesus, he went on to impart to Nicodemus a few other things. And he told Nicodemus, oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
that the wind bloweth where it lists. And you can hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell where it's going. And Jesus likened everyone who is born of the Spirit as the wind. People can't figure you out. You're not the same as you used to be. Because God's love out of your sin, up and out of the muck and the mire. And hallelujah, he'll make something beautiful out of your life. Ah, glory to God. Nicodemus, he began to just question this. He said, how can these things be? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. He just couldn't figure this out. But God is full of mysteries. And if the Lord chooses to reveal the mysteries to you, you're blessed. Hallelujah. But we cannot know these things except the Lord reveal them unto us. Glory, hallelujah. So Jesus had a question for Nicodemus. In the 10th verse, Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? You are a master of Israel. You are a ruler. You are a leader, and you don't know these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. So Jesus, he began to let them know that even though we know what we're talking about, and we're imparting these things to you, so many just will not receive the word from the Lord. Glory be to God. So Jesus, he said this in the 12th verse, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? You don't even have an understanding. You're asking, how can these things be? What's going on here? Hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. But Jesus used a lot of parables, and he told people of earthly things. And they had a problem understanding that. So when we move on up to the next level in the spirit, if he tells us heavenly things, can we understand?
All right.
He went on to say, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So Moses, when he was leading the Israel, and the fiery serpents came into the camp where they were, the Lord told Moses, amen, to put a brazen serpent on a hyssop and to hold it up. And everyone who looked up would live.
Amen.
Even though the fiery serpents were biting them, if they only look up, they could live. But some people were hard-hearted and so stubborn. Thank you, Jesus. And they would not look up. When the fiery serpents bit them, they died. But all they had to do was just a simple thing. Look up and live. And so Jesus, he has been lifted up in the same manner. And if we look up to Jesus, we can live. Glory be to God. No longer do we have to be put to death. Because Jesus gave us life. Oh, yes, he did. And going on saying that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. He's talking to Nicodemus. And he's telling this ruler of the Jews all of these heavenly things. And he's opening up his understanding so he would know.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jesus. See, Jesus, he didn't come to destroy men's lives, but he came to save.
Amen.
In 17th verse, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world.
Right.
He didn't come to condemn us, but that the world through him might be saved. Thank you, Jesus. God's love lifted me. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And some people want to be quick to think that others are judging them. And they want to live how they want to live.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hallelujah. They don't want to come out of sin. And they don't want to come to the light. Because they know that they will be found out. And they want to hide behind a song. Don't judge me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But Jesus, he didn't come to condemn.
All right.
He came to save.
Amen.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already.
Yes.
Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Oh, glory to God. You have to believe on that name. The only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. If you believe on him,
yes,
you are not condemned.
Amen.
He came to take away condemnation.
Yes.
He came to take away all of our sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
He came to wash us and to clean us up.
Yes.
He came to sanctify us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's love lifted me. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They were in love with the darkness, sneaking around, peeping and hiding, ducking and dodging, trying to stay in the dark. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Doing all manner of evil things. That one, Jeffrey Epstein, a lot of stuff is coming out on him, but he didn't want to face the truth. He wanted to stay in darkness. He wanted to stay under that cover. But these things are being manifest. All the evil that was done is coming out, and in our sin will surely find us out. You may hide for a little while, but you cannot hide from God. He can see everything you do. He even knows the thoughts before they get into your mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You cannot hide from God. Thank you, Jesus. So come out of darkness into the marvelous light and allow God's love to lift you. For everyone that doeth evil, hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He had compassion on her. I don't know how much was heard, but I accidentally put my phone on mute. Amen. But I'm reading from St. Luke, the 7th chapter. Verses 11 through 16. And talking about when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, how he came to a place called Nain. Verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain.
Yes.
And many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. He had compassion on this widow woman. She had lost her only son. And as Jesus passed by and saw them carrying him dead, he just decided that she needed some help.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. She didn't have her husband. She didn't have her son. Oh, praise be to God. But she had Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. He was right on time. You know, it seems like he won't come on time. But when he does come, he's always on time. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It was God's love that lifted this young man. The love that was more powerful than death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The love of God quickened this man while he was in his casket. And Jesus called out to him saying, young man, arise. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And he got up at the call of Jesus. He arose. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He sat up and began to speak. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, he took the young man and delivered him to his mother. Oh, yes, when we need him the most, that's when he'll show up. When we get down in the dumps, God's love will lift us up out of that dump. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can be bound up, but God's love will lift us up. Oh, thank you, Lord. Even though we may be dead, God's love can raise us from the dead. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for God. God's love lifted me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And when these people suffered, they had a fear. The fear came on all these people. And you know what they did? They glorified God. They began to give God glory. Things had been shaken up in the city of Nain. Oh, hallelujah. That probably was a small little city. But things were stirred up in the city. A great miracle had been wrought. They were saying that a great prophet is risen up among us. God has visited his people. I know God will show up, and he will show out. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. It was God's love that lifted me. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. I just thank God for the message. And you know, Satan doesn't like this. He doesn't like it when we do a work for the Lord. He wants to shut us down. He wants to close us out, stamp us out. Amen, praise the Lord. And I had the phone up to my ear, and I accidentally put it on mute. So the devil didn't want you to hear what the Lord had to say to you. But he's a liar. Amen, praise God. Somebody got the word somewhere, even if it's me. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you got to preach to yourself. And that's the way it goes at times. Amen, but God's love lifted me. Praise the Lord, as Nicodemus found out, he found out that he had to be born again. Amen, praise God. And I believe Nicodemus, he stopped going to Jesus by night, but he started coming on out in the daytime. Amen, he wanted to be identified with the Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, when we come to the knowledge of the truth, then we ought to walk therein. At this time, maybe there was something you heard today that makes you know that God loves you. And you want the Lord to lift you. His love is so great, he will lift you from where you are. Amen. Praise God. If you are a backslider and you want to return to the Lord, God's love will lift you out of whatever state you're in. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. If you want to get to know the Lord as your personal Savior, I invite you right now to turn your heart and your mind toward Jesus and to repent of all your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you and to accept you and receive you as his own. At this time, we're going to pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we thank you for everything you've already done, Lord. We thank you for how you've already blessed us. And we come to you right now on behalf of everyone, Lord Jesus, who wants to accept you as their personal Savior, asking you to forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Wash them, Lord, and make them clean in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them know how much you love them. Oh, my God, by reaching out to them and laying your hand upon them. Touch, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Wrap your arms all around them and let them feel the warmth of your love. Jesus, save, Lord, save. Remember the backslider. Lord God, help them to return unto you. And we ask you, Lord, for restoration. Restore their souls. We believe you right now. And Lord, we count it as done. And we give you thanks. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great love toward us, Lord. Thank you for having compassion on us and for looking down on us. We thank you for all things, oh God. We thank you for this prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer and that you will continue to bless us throughout the course of this week. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on you. Don't let our minds drift or wander. Don't let the enemy distract us by the cares of this life. But help us to stay focused. Help us, Lord Jesus, to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. We believe you right now. We count it as done and we thank you for it. We ask all these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for prayer. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God because God has done everything for us. Praise the Lord. He has laid the foundation, opened up the way. What more can he do? Praise the Lord. He just invites us to come, and that's all we have to do is just come. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for this radio broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to make a couple of announcements. Praise God. And that is, if you would like to reach out to us, by email, you can reach us by emailing us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you would like to call or text and leave a prayer request, you are welcome to do so by dialing 410-209-7503. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, we are broadcasting every Friday evening at 7 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday afternoon, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise the Lord. And you are welcome to join us at time of our broadcast. Amen. We thank God for you. We truly love you. Praise God. Thank God for your prayers and your great support. Hallelujah. God bless every one of you. And now we're going to have just a little short song. God's love lifted me.
God's love lifted me. God's love lifted me. When nothing else can help, God's love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply sinking, seeking to rise no more. Whoa, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me, and now safe am I. Oh, God's love
lifted me.
Oh, yes, it did. God's love.
God's love lifted me. When nothing else can help. God's love lifted me.
Yes.
God's love lifted me.
Yes, dear God's love.
God's love lifted me. When nothing else can help. God's love lifted me.
God's love
lifted me.
Oh, yeah.
God's love lifted me. When nothing else can help.
When nothing else.
When nothing else can help.
Went to my mother.
When nothing else can help.
She couldn't help me.
When nothing else can help.
Went to my brother.
When nothing else can help.
Lord knows they couldn't help me.
When nothing else can help.
Went to the doctor.
When nothing else can help.
He couldn't heal me.
When nothing else can help.
Went to the lawyer.
When nothing else can help.
He couldn't set me free.
When nothing else can help.
Went to the people.
When nothing else can help.
All my family members.
When nothing else can help.
Lord knows.
When nothing else can help.
God's love.
God's love.
Lifted me.